As the heat wave peaked last Friday, electricity demand in New England soared as people cranked up their air conditioners and fans to keep cool. So ISO New England, which manages the regional transmission grid, asked customers to voluntarily curb their power use. ISO also asked almost all generators in New England to pump electrons onto the grid to meet demand. But it issued a contrary order to Green Mountain Power. The utility was told to cut power output from its 21-turbine wind project in Lowell. Dorothy Schnurr is a GMP spokeswoman. She says utility executives were perplexed by the order since ISO also wanted GMP's fossil fuel generators, which are rarely used, put online.
Last week, the ISO actually was telling people to use less power at the same time that it was telling us to turn on our diesel fuel units and limiting what we could generate at our wind plant.
Schnurr says the utility was asked to curtail output from the Lowell project by 15 to 30 megawatts. Lowell has a maximum capacity of 63 megawatts. ISO spokeswoman Marcia Blomberg says she can't comment on its orders to particular generators. Blomberg says that in general, ISO tells utilities to cut power in order to protect the grid from getting overloaded.
When the output from any resource jeopardizes reliability, curtailment may be necessary, really, regardless of the amount of demand on the regional system as a whole.
In a report released in June, ISO said the transmission grid is not robust in the rural areas where New England wind projects have been built. ISO said the network in these areas was built to handle the local load, not for large power generators. But David Blittersdorf, a wind energy developer, says last week's cutbacks on Lowell don't make sense, since the demand for electricity was high both region-wide and in the Northeast Kingdom, where the wind project is located.
The idea behind the curtailment on Lowell is that they have this system problem and a weak grid. But if your load's right there, that doesn't matter. You want to supply it with the generation right there because it's not going all over the place. It's not going, you know, hundreds of miles away, which a weak grid would have a problem with. So I consider the arguments and what they're doing is really bizarre.
Blittersdorf is a principal owner of the 10-megawatt Georgia Mountain Wind Project in northwestern Vermont. He says it was producing 8 megawatts last Friday, supplying carbon-free electricity to the grid just when it was needed most. He says Lowell could have contributed as well.
They had coal plants going. They got everything going. They're running peaking oil units, some of the most costly polluting things to do, and then they're curtailing some wind. It's kind of crazy.
GMP is installing a device near the Lowell project called a synchronous condenser that should resolve most of the grid reliability issues. Spokeswoman Schnurr says the utility wants to work with ISO New England to avoid future cutbacks. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.